It's Future Leaders Day here on MyFM, and today we are speaking with the newest addition to the Ottawa Red Blacks, Zach Pelios. Zach, welcome, and thank you very much for joining us here on Future Leaders Day. First off, congratulations on being drafted to the CFL, and one of the questions that we wanted to ask you is, what do you think are some of the challenges that face today's youth?
One of the things I find some of the youth have troubles with is exposure into the sport. Especially coming from a small town, it's really hard to get out there and get your name noticed. So only a few people actually get out of a small town atmosphere and have the chance to progress in something along those lines.
You've had a lot of people influence you over the years. Who has been your biggest influence, or what group of people have been your biggest influence over the years?
The group of influencers, I have to say, obviously my parents have kind of been by my side all the way through, but Jane Clark, one of my former teachers from GSS, has kind of always been somebody I've looked to for guidance along the way, as well as my high school football coach, Chad Haffey. Those two have kind of really helped me get exactly where I am today, as well as the man who brought me to University of Ottawa, which would be Carl Palmy. All three of those people really paved the way to get me here.
Zach, the day that you were drafted to the CFL, you had a chance to head back to your roots a little bit and meet with some of the young folks at Gananoque Secondary School and some of the upcoming athletes there. What is some of the piece of advice that you gave to them that could help them in the future?
Well, whether it be a CFL star or any professional athlete or whatever it be, the biggest thing I have to say is that it's never an easy task to do. You will have to face some adversities and get through things. But at the end of the day, if you have a passion for something, just don't give up on it. And it's never too late to continue doing what you love.
And, of course, you're part of the CFL now. You're part of the Red Blacks, which is awesome. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Hopefully I'm a starter. I would love to continue playing with the organization I start my career with, which would be the Ottawa Redblacks. However, I am just hopeful that I can continue playing football as long as I can.